Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Al in Pittsburgh on the Fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, sir, love the show tonight. Your last guest, Brandon, I mean, he answered all my questions on the bracket.
Cool, man.
Hey, question, sir. How do you think Kansas' chances are in the playoffs this year? You think they got a chance to make it to the finals?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's like I was saying to him, I think that, first of all, their first game, it's just too easy for them. I'd be shocked if they don't win that game, right? Running, going away, just no problem. I mean, I know Penn's a good team. I'm not going to disrespect what they've done all year. Like I said, they have won a lot of games, but the fact is, I mean, I don't know how they handle the athleticism and depth and, frankly, coaching and star talent that Kansas has. They're just bigger, better, faster, everything about it. It's just a machine, right? So I don't know how they would screw up against Penn, but, you know, stranger things have happened. And then they would play Seton Hall or North Carolina State. I mean, this is easy work, if you ask me. And then Clemson... and New Mexico State in that bracket, Auburn and Charleston in that bracket, you know, that benefits Kansas. If Clemson and Auburn have to eat each other, one of them's going down, right? And the other one's going to have at least some juice sapped from the tree playing a game like that if they meet. But let me tell you something. New Mexico State is no joke. They are going to give Clemson all they can handle. And then to me... You know, in that bracket, in the first couple of days, it's just not a problem. But I'll say this, you know, Duke and Michigan State, if you ask me, are a problem. I mean, those two teams can play with anybody. I know they lost to North Carolina Duke. I didn't think they looked good in that game, right? But listen, I still think they're a tournament team. You know, all these conference tournaments are different. They are. It's for conference supremacy. But this is what they play for. This is the deal. This is the tournament. They'll always tell you all they care about is the conference tournament. They're lying. What they really want is to win the national championship and win the NCAA tournament. This is, you know, one and done. This is party time. And you know Duke's going to show up. They're going to put a beating on Iona. And then they're going to play that Rhode Island, Oklahoma winner. Listen, Oklahoma, you know, go figure. They'll get in, and then they'll finally win a game because they haven't won a game in 2 months. They'll beat Rhode Island, which I hope doesn't happen. I'll be honest, I'm rooting for Danny Hurley's kids like nobody's business. But, you know, I could just see Oklahoma winning that game despite everyone that's saying they don't deserve to be in the tournament, obviously, right? Rhode Island's got to deal with Young. I don't think he's done anything lately, but we'll see. He'll probably light it up in the tournament. I still think that if either one of those teams plays Duke, they're going to lose. That's all there is to it. None of those teams, Oklahoma or Rhode Island, won't be able to deal with Bagley. That's it. They will not be able to deal with him, as simple as that. And Michigan State is going to rough up Bucknell, and they're going to beat the crap out of TCU or the Arizona State Syracuse winner. They're just too big and too physical and too deep. They run 12 deep, and they are a machine as well. And they may not have won the Big Ten. Michigan beat them, but believe me, they're built for this. And if you ask me, when you look at that bracket, not one of those teams can dance with them. The only team that can dance with them even remotely is Duke, right? So let's just get it on and make it happen. Let's just stop with all the other nonsense and get them together and let's see what happens. And that's all there is to it. And then when it's all said and done, to me, that I'm just guessing here, but I would think it'll be Kansas and Michigan State playing for the Final Four.
The thing with me is, and I always say this about Kansas and Purdue, they just never get it done. They never do. And Kansas always gets the advantages. Here they are again, playing their first two games where? In Kansas. It never ends. Now, I actually think NC State has some guys who could shoot, and I just think there's going to be too much home court advantage for Kansas in that game. I do think NC State would have a better shot of beating them than Seton Hall. Sorry, Mafia. I just think that Seton Hall is just too up and down for me. I think NC State has a few guys that maybe could shoot and beat them. But, like you say, Kansas is going to be tough. I think the Duke-Michigan State winner is going to go to the Final Four out of this region. That's for me.
You know, I thought that it was – I can understand losing to Virginia Tech on the road and North Carolina at home, and they handled them easily by 7. But to lose at Georgia Tech against that crappy team and then to lose to Boston College, to me, North Carolina State isn't good enough. They're just not. They lose bad games.
Kansas loses weird games in this tournament.
I'll give you that, but they're not losing to that team.
No, they're not losing that early to me. To me, they're going to go to the Elite Eight, and they're going to face Duke.
They might lose to a really good team. They're not going to lose to a team that loses to Georgia Tech. That's all I have to say. That's my guess.
I agree with you 100%.
I don't think – I don't disagree with you that they got a couple guys. I disagree with you that they're good. They're not good. I don't even think they deserve to be in the tournament.
No, and I'm picking Seton Hall to beat them, not just because I went there, just because, you know, when they play at their level, I just don't think NC State can really match up with them. I think Kansas is going to clobber Seton Hall then because they got the game at home and they're Kansas. But when they get down to the big guys,
Seton Hall can't beat
when
Kansas.
They get to Michigan State and they get to Duke, that's when they're going to have problems. I think Duke's going to beat them. Bagley, and that, you know, with the caveat, of course, is all about for this tournament with Duke, if Grayson Allen could play in control. If he's an idiot, starts throwing hip checks like he did against North Carolina, starts, you know, stopping the game while they're checking for his flagrant fouls.
They'll throw him out.
Kills him.
They'll throw him out of the NCAA tournament if he does it again.
Right,
they're just
going
to throw him
himself.
Out.
Play smart.
He'll get thrown out of the whole tournament. That's what will happen if he does it again. I guarantee it.
Team to watch for me here in this region is Auburn's been kind of disrespected here. Okay, they were in the top 10 for a lot of the season. They get a 4 seed. They're feeling some disrespect
right now.
I don't
doubt that.
And they played poorly in the second half of that Alabama game. They got embarrassed by Alabama in the second half of that SEC tournament game. I could see Auburn maybe getting on a little run here, winning a couple games, and maybe giving Kansas a little shot in that Sweet 16 game. Because I think Auburn is a good team who's been disrespected by a lot of people over the past couple days with this seeding.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people thought that, and I'm looking for their game here.
And I'm with you on New Mexico State. I think that they're going to beat Clemson.
I think
I'm
they
right
upset Auburn, too.
Listen,
Auburn, both games.
Auburn's a really good team. I won't deny it. But I was stunned, to be honest with you, because I do think they're a really good team. But in the last 3 weeks of the season, they just melted like an ice cream cone. They lost, to me, to a bad South Carolina team that last year was great. This year, they were terrible. And then, not only that, so they lost them. Then they beat them, but they lost at Florida, I don't have a problem with, but, you know, they lost at Arkansas. I don't have a problem. Those are tough road games. They should have beat South Carolina like they did at home easily by 9. And then to see them get whacked in the SEC tournament by Alabama by that second half, to lose that big by 18 points, I mean, that to me showed me a lot about really – and I obviously I could be wrong, but I have a problem. It's one thing to lose by 5 or 6 points. It's another to lose by 18 and get just run off the floor. How do you turn around and win the NCAA tournament if you get blown out in your conference tournament when you're like the conference champ? You got whacked. I mean, I just don't know what they're made of up top in their minds. You know what I mean? I wonder about their level of concentration and what are you made of? How do you get beat like that? Everybody says it could happen to anybody. Not in a tournament game, not in a conference tournament game. You get whacked when you dominate the conference and you dominate the tournament, or you dominate all the whole season. But they lost to Alabama every time they played them. It's like I think they played them. They beat them once, blew them out, lost to them twice on the road, and then in the tournament. How do you beat them by, you lose by 5 to them, you play them again, and then you beat them by 20, they beat them by 19, and then you lose to them by 18. That's unbelievable to me.
Not even just that, just the fact that you were up 10 at half, and then you get more than doubled up in the second half. They outscore you 51-22. That's just embarrassing. Like, you have no life left in you that they, you know, they give you the punch of the mouth, they respond, and you have nothing left. You just wilt like that. I don't trust them at all. I think they're going to knock that first round.
So you think they're getting beat by Charleston? Right away.
Oh, I'm sorry, second round. New Mexico State, I think, is going to knock them out second round. I think New Mexico State pulls the upset over Clemson, and then they beat them to go to the Sweet 16 there.
So, I mean, Charleston has lost once in 2 months. They're a tough team. I think the NCAA committee thinks that that's going to be a great game, and they're giving them 10.
Yeah, but they're one of those that's a tough team against Cream Puffs. So I don't know if they're sustaining against the big boys. Didn't really have any wins that impressed me otherwise.
Yeah. They only played a couple of heavies. They got blown out by Wichita State, and they barely got beat by Rhode Island. Everything else the rest of the way was conference stuff. So we'll see what they're made of.
It's not like they're one of those teams that's won their conference a couple years in a row, so they got some seniors that have experience like this. They haven't been there for a while, so these guys are fresh coming in here and coming off their Cream Puff schedule. I don't like them against the heavies. I think Auburn gets the rebound there.
So that Auburn rolls there, you think?
I think they win there, and then they lose to New Mexico State after they pull the upset over Clemson.
So it's Clemson that you think falls?
Yeah.
Are you buying that, Carver High? Clemson falls to New Mexico State.
Yeah, I'm in on New Mexico State.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.